Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Pei Zayin, and today is a very large daf, a lot of words. We won't have time to add in so much off of the daf, because we'll have to get through the words, but some gorgeous agadata on today's daf, and we'll just try to get through it. Again, today's year is sponsored by the Elman family, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Bichil, Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas Chaim, Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Bar Leib, Azriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rubin, Yamin Rubin, Aleihem HaShalom. So we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to Am Yisrael, right? We got into this because all of the Apikarsim spoke to Rev Simloi and said all these psukim that have a Lashon Rabim, and he answers, but right next to the Lashon Rabim and all of the psukim is also a Lashon Yachid, and therefore don't be confused. And as Talmidim said, but what's the message for us? So we said, it says, B'chol Kareinu. B'chol Kareinu, Hashem is Kashem Elokeinu, B'chol Kareinu, it doesn't say Aleihem, it says Elav. So what's the double Lashon? So the top of the daf says, Amar Lahen, Karov B'chol Minei Krevas. That Hashem is close on so many different levels, right? B'chol Minei Krevas, so close. The Amar Pinchas B'shem Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon, again, a beautiful chazal. Avodah Zarah Neres Krova Ve'in El Rechoka. Avodah Zarah appears close, but really is very far, right? That's why it's called Avodah Zarah. It's strange even for the Ovdehem. Even for those who serve it, they don't get nothing out of it. My time, because the Pazik says, Isa'uhu al-Kaseif, they schlep it on their shoulders, Yizbaluhu, they work hard, right? Yeshayahu says that people make idols, they have to schlep it home, but the end of the pasuk is V'yamo bimkomo, lo yamish, right? The af yitzak alav, it doesn't make sense, right? They have to schlep the idol, they bring the idol home, that's what happens. Sof davar elo'o imo babayis, right? Their God is right there in their house with them. V'hut so'ek, and he screams and screams, I need help until he dies. Right, what does Avodah Zarah do? As we say in Hallel, Aznaim lehem v'lo yishma, waf lehem v'lo yericho, nothing. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nira rachok v'in karo bimenu. Right, he appears far. He's invisible, but there's nothing closer than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us every step of our lives, every step of the way. He is with us. Rav Soloveitchik writes that he feels the Shechina, Kaviyachol, breathing on his neck as he's sitting and learning Torah all by himself. He feels the warmth of the Shechina. Okay, we have to reach those levels to recognize. Nire Rachok Ve'ein Karov Mimenu. The Amar Rabbi Levi. As Rabbi Levi said, you think about how infinite HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and yet Hashem hears our whispers. We daven, we learned from Chana, we learned earlier in the Masechta. We daven quietly. Kodesh Baruch Hu could still hear us. Amar Rabbi Levi, Mei Aretz V'Ala Rakia Ma'ale Chamesh Meos Shana. 500 years just to go to the Rakia. Umei Rakia L'Rakia Ma'ale Chamesh Meos Shana. And then from each of the seven Rakias, it would take 500 years to get from one to the other. V'Av Yosha Rakia Chamesh Meos Amma. And the thickness. V'chein L'chol Rakia V'Rakia. V'yomer Brechia V'Rabbi Chalbo B'Shem Rabbi Abba Smuka. Af Tlafe Hachayos Mahale Chamesh Meoshana V'Chamesh Esrei Minyan Yishara. The hoofs, the Tlafe Hachayos. Again, what are the Chayos? The Rambam describes how Chayos are one of the levels of the Malachim. In Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodi Torah, the Rambam describes the different levels of Malachim. Shini Shemasa Malachim al Shem Ma'alosam Lefichach Nikru Chayos HaKodesh. Chayos HaKodesh are Lamala Min HaKol, says the Rambam. And that's what we're talking about here, the Tzlafim of the Chayos. And the Rambam says, V'hofanim V'ar'elim V'chashmalim Srafim Malachim Elohim B'nei Elohim Kruvim V'ishim Kol Elu Asara HaShemos Shenikru B'hem HaMalachim al Shem Eser HaMalos Shalahem Heim. Umalos in lamalim imenu elamalos akel baruchu umalos atzuros shnikro chayos. Chayos is the highest levels of malachim. So the tlafe achayos, the hoofs of the chayos are also 515 years worth. That's the gematria of yishara. It says raglehem regel yishara, a straight leg. That's also why we put our legs together when we daven to be like malachim. Re'e kamu gavoa me'olamu. You see how high HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He's so out there. He's so gavoa, and yet the Yadam Nichnas LaBeis HaKnesses. A person goes to Shul. The Yomer Achoriya Amun. And he's standing behind the pillar. He's all by himself. Umispala Balachisha. And he's whispering. Vakarish Baruch Hu Mazin Es Tefillah. So when Hashem still hears his Tefillah. Shenemar, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, V'chana Hi Medaberes Aliba. Chana is talking just to herself. Raks Vaseha Naos. V'kolo Lo Yishma. V'hezen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Tefillah. So Hashem listens to her Tefillah. And it's not just Chana. V'chein Kol Briyosav. all people. Shenemar, or even brios, is not even people, animals. Shenemar tefillah ani kiyatov, tefillah of an ani. Ka'adam, right, there's a Zohar that talks about the different types of tefillah. Tefillah la Moshe, tefillah la David, and the highest level is tefillah la Ani. Tefillah la Ani kiyatov ka'adam ha-mesiach bozen chaver. Like somebody talks in the ear of their friend. V'hu shamei and he hears. V'chiyesh l'cha eloka karov mizeh. Is there a closer being? Shu karov lebriyosav kapela ozen. Right, he's so close, like the mouth to the ear. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's always listening to us. And that's why tefillah is such a big part of our lives. Rav Asher Weiss likes to point out that famously the Ramban does not count the mitzvah of tefillah as a mitzvah daraisa. It's not one of the 613. The Rambam has it as a mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah hey. The Rambam has la'avdo b'chalavavchem, avodah shebalev, he counts it as tefillah, and the Ramban does not. Ramban does not. But you're going to tell me that according to the Ramban, there's no chiyuv to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. Right, the Reb Chaim says it's the Emek Bracha quotes this, that it's a kiyum daraisa, even though it's not a chiyum daraisa. But could one be a perfect, complete Jew without talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day? Right, without tefillah, the Ramban doesn't count it because there's no lashon sivui in the Torah. Ula avdo doesn't say ta'avdu b'chol vavchem. So he thinks it's an asmachta. But of course, the talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a basic yes. There's a different pasuk that tefillah beis sara is mechuyev. But obviously, one can't be a complete Jew without it. And he compared the tefillah for the Ramban to Yishev Eretz Yisrael for the Rambam. Again, the Rambam very famously does not count the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and the Megillah Esther says maybe it's because he doesn't hold it as a mitzvah bizbanazeh, and there are 10 rayas from the Rambam himself that, of course, it has to be a mitzvah bizbanazeh. Many halachas in the Mishnah Torah have to do with Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and they apply bizbanazeh in terms of the Mishnayos at the end of Ksubis coming to Eretz Yisrael, and Amir La'akum on Shabbos, Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So there are many, so why doesn't the Rambam count it? So most assume maybe it's included in some other mitzvah. That's a number of suggestions. But either way, to say that it's not a mitzvah, every parsha in the Torah talks about Eretz Yisrael. The first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yoshua, it's about Eretz Yisrael in the first conversation. So of course, a Jew can't be a complete Jew unless they have the connection in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Asher Weiss compared the Ramban's tefillah to the Rambam's Yishev Eretz Yisrael. But again, this Gemara highlights the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close. It's one of the tenets of our faith to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the closest of ways. Vayter, Rabbi Yudin, b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Amar ba arba shitin. Rabbi Yudin, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, said four drashos, four mishalim about how close HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Number one, Basav Adam Yesh Lo Patron, if a human being has a friend. Amr Lo Nitvas Ben Beischa. Right, if somebody says, my family member was captured. Amr Lo Hanani Mekayim Alav. The Patron says, I'll save him, don't worry. Amr Lo Ari Yossi Ladin, he's on his way out to be judged. Amr Lo Hanani Mekayim Alav, I got it covered. Amr Lo Ari Yossi Litalos, he's going out to be hanged. Or Leharek, to be killed. Hechanu Vehechan Patrono. Ultimately, this Patron, this friend, is not going to be able to save in these difficult situations. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hitzlos Moshe Mecherev Paro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Moshe from the sword of Paro. Hadu Dechse, that's what it says in Parshas Yisro. It doesn't say when it happened in Parshas Shmos. There it does not say that he was caught, that he was almost killed, and he just says he runs to Midian. After they said, Hal Hargeni Atomer, he runs to Midian. But the Psukim fill in the story later on. Vayatzileni Mecherev Paro. What do you mean from the Cherev? Amar Abiyana. This is all number one. Ksi Vayivrech Moshe, Bebnei Paro, Moshe runs away. V'yafshar Lebaser V'adam Lefrech Manam Malchus. Right, could you really run out from Malchus? Could you run from Paro? In those days, right, Mitzrayim was Segura Umisugeres. You couldn't get out. Nobody could get out. And a whole nation got out, and Moshe got out. El Bashar, how do you get out? El Bashar Shatafas Paro's Moshe. When Paro grabbed Moshe, took him. Chayv Olahat is this Rosho. He said, he's chop off his head. Because Hacherev Me'al Tzavaro Shal Moshe. But the sword, as it went down on Moshe's neck, became blunted, and Vinishbren broke. Hadu dechsip savarech kemigdal hashein. Your neck is like a tower of ivory. Zet savaro shel Moshe. His neck became hard and the knife broke. Rebbe Amar Rebbe Yatar v'lo od. This is not as well known. Elisha nitas acherv me al savaro shel Moshe al savaro shel kus natiro. The sword, the blade, fell off the Moshe's neck and flew out varagto and killed the executioner. kill the executioner. Hadud, and it was Mamish's salvation. And the Ife Mara says, and they were busy thinking that Moshe was killed because they saw a head chopped off. That gave time for Moshe Rabbeinu to run out and sneak out. Hadud, Echziv, Ayatzileni, Mecherev, Paro. Hashem, save me. Li Itzel, save me. Vakusnetar Nerag. But the Kusnetar, the executioner, was killed. Rebrechia kara alav kofer la tzadik rasha. Hashem shook a kofer. Rebbe Avan kara alav tzadik mitzara nechlatz. A tzadik is saved from his sara viavo rasha tachtav. And a rasha came in his stead. Stop there for a minute. Why exactly was the executioner killed? You know, what exactly? So again, I'm sure he was a rasha and he deserved to be killed. But if you look in the sefer, it's quoted here in the Mefarshim, V'lo Od Ella. That's the name of the Sefer. V'lo Od Ella. So he quotes two different ideas there. He says it could be because if Moshe was just saved, but not the executioner, then it wouldn't have been such a major nace that everybody would have known. By the way, V'lo Od Ella is written by Rabbi Yo Ha'itamri, the Baal Shevet Musar. That's the author. So says the V'lo Od Ella. Says, if the Moshe only would have been saved, then nobody else would have been killed. Hayamatzel l'Moshe bilvad efshar shayitolam adavar al tzad akeri v'izdamein. Oh, what a loose blade! Mashenkin b'rosam. If they see two nisim, one after another, shnei nisim zachar ze lahatzil l'Moshe v'lachzor acher v'latiz rosh hakusniter v'chenat. So that's you can't argue with this. And the same thing happened, if you remember, in Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, v'Azaria, as the people carrying them to throw them into the fire, they were all burned up. Right, Saraf lemashlichin osam b'sheviva dinura, and v'hitzil lahem lepirsum hanes b'shlemus. Right, so that they were killed, the people throwing them in, and Chaim Shav Azaria were saved. Shalal yuchlo lomar salamandro haylem. You can't say that. Oh, they smeared themselves with this oil that protects from fire. Kibir osam b'misas hamashlichim osam lo yuchlo lahapil adaver b'lasamandra. So therefore, you have to see that they were thrown in and they were killed. They weren't able to put any. A cream on. Number one. Number two, the other pshat is maybe it was to teach Moshe not to be scared, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it covered. Later on, when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Moshe, trying to get him by the snet to go to Mitzrayim, it doesn't say anything that Moshe was scared. Out of all the excuses, he says, send Aaron, they don't deserve it, I don't want to go. So he says, doesn't show that he was befachad. Kedei shalei yispachid v'shloach lo befanav al gulasam shel Yisrael. Shekvar ro ha'neis she'asa lo befanav. He already saw Hashem saved him. V'chein timsa shebishlichus she'sholcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Yisrael. Lo hizkir Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom shum davar mipachad. Shem yispachid la'aloch lefanav. He doesn't quote any pachad of that. Okay, continuing back to the Gemara. Tani bar kapara. Hamalach yarav v'nidbalam kedus Moshe. Different shot of how this salvation happened. A malach came down, it dressed up like Moshe. V'tavso as a malach ubarach Moshe. The malach grabbed Moshe, and the Mitzrayim grabbed the malach who looked like Moshe, and Moshe was saved. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, v'shosha barach Moshe min apat mipnei paro, nasa kol uchlusin shalo, right? All the uchlusin, right? All the population of paro, something happened to them. Mehen ilmin, some became mute. Mehem cherishin, some became deaf. Mehem sumin, some became blind. Amar la ilmin, so power runs out. Heichan u'Moshe, he says to those who are mute, where's Moshe? V'lo him adabrin, they couldn't tell him. Amar la cherishim, he says to those who are deaf, v'lo hayushomim, they didn't hear what he was talking about. Amar la sumin, v'lo hayarowin, he didn't hear. Hushak HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar lo l'Moshe, that's what Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe. You remember what happened? Misam pela adam, o miyasam ilaim. Who makes the mute and who makes the deaf? V'chulu. So that's referring to the story that happened with him. The Gomer, tamon kemes l'cha. What does that mean? The Pnei Moshe says, Shama yiti omed alecha latzilcha. I saved you there. V'hacha lesanakoim. And here I'm not going to be with you. Right? I'm going to be with you. Don't worry about it. Hadu d'chsiv. And that's what it says. How we got into this whole discussion. Mi kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. Hashem was with Moshe right up until the sword. Number one. Number two out of four. Number four out of two. Rabbi Yudim Hashem Rabbi Yitzchak. Out of four, as we know of these, all the same message. Rabbi Yudim Shirab Yisrael Gamar Shita Ochri. He said a different drasha. Basar Vadam Yishlo Patrun Amrlo. Right, somebody has a friend. Amrlo Amrlo Hay Nitfas Ben Beischa. He says, right, your family member was taken. Amr Arani Miskaimalov. I'll help him. Amrlo Harini Yosi Lidun. He's getting judged. Amrlo Harini Miskaimalov. I'm there. Amrlo Harim Mushlach Lamayim. He's thrown into the water. Heichanu veichan bitrono. And now could he save him? Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Yitzel is Yonah Mimei Adog. Hashem saved Yonah. Hari Yomer v'yom Hashem L'dog? Vayoki es Yonah, Yonah was saved. Number two, Moshe was saved, Yonah was saved. Number three, Rabbi Yudim Shem Rabbi Yisrael Gamar, Beshita Achri, Hari Basav Adam Yishla Patron, he has a friend, Amrulo Nitvas Ben Beischa, your family member has been taken, Amrulo Harina Miskayim Tachtav, I'll save him. Amrulo Har Yotzi Ladun, Amrulo Harina Miskayim Alav, I'll be there. Amrulo Harina Mushlach La'esh, Lehechan Hu Vehechan Petrona, he was in fire. Amrulo Kodesh Baruch Hu Ein Okein, Hashem is not that. He Tzil Lechanim Shav Azariah, the Kifshon Ha'esh. Hashem, he could even save from fire. Hadu Dechsiv. Ane Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, after he saw them live, Amar, he said, Baruch Elokeion, blessed is their God, the Shadrach Meshach, Va'abednego V'gomer. Those were the names that Nebuchadnezzar had called Hanani Mishal Vazaria. Number three. Number four, Rabbi Yudah Mishir Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Bashita Ochri, a fourth drasha. Haribasav Adam Yishlo Patron, V'chulu Ad Ariyu Mushlach L'chayos. What if he's thrown to the wild animals? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzel is Daniel, Miguf HaRayos, he saved Daniel, Hadu Dechsev Elokai, Shlach Malachei, Uskar Pumar Yavasa. Send the angels to close up the mouth of the lion. So one of the Mefarshim mentioned that maybe these four are connected to Dal and Mises Bezdin, right? That's the, three of them are pretty straightforward, but the Chidushei Rada, right? Moshe was obviously Cherev. Yonah, Tfias Nor is like Chenek. When somebody drowns, it's like Chenek. Hanan Mishav Azariah, that's Srefa. And Daniel, saved from a Chaya Doreses, right? Trampling fire, that's Chaya, that's Skila. That's the four that... That took place here. Hashem could save from any of them. Reb Yudin Amar. Now we're continuing with the fifth idea. Mishmei Didei. Reb Yudin said himself, not in the name of Reb Yitzchak. Basav Adam Yishlo Patron in Bas Loi Sara. If a person has a friend, if an Eis Sara comes, Eino Nichnas Eslo Pitom. You can't go in right away to somebody to ask them a favor. You can't barge in. El Abava Amei Lo Pischo Shel Petrona. You come to the door, the office. V'kore La Avdo Le Ben Beso. You ask his servant, his secretary, his son. V'hu Omer Ish Ploni Omei Al Pesach Hatzeirecha. He'll say, oh, so and so is here. Shema Machniso V'shema Menicha. Maybe he'll let you in. Maybe he'll say he won't. Maybe he'll say, I'm not interested in seeing him. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. In Bas Al Adam Tzara, Lo Yitzaveach, Lo LeMichael, V'lo LeGavriel. You don't have to call to anybody, any other angel. Ela Li Yitzaveach. But scream out to me, Vani Onel Lo Miyad, and I will answer him. Hadu Dechsiv, Kol Asher Yikra B'Shem Hashem, Yimalet. Right, whoever calls out the name of Hashem will be escape and will be saved. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. You don't need Michael, you don't need Gavriel. And this is the part of the big topic that comes up, Slichas time, that some of our Slichas we have seems to be talking to angels, right? Machnisei Rachamim and the Yud Gimel Midos, and that's a big discussion in the Mefarshim, you know, how is it, is that a violation? Right, the Rambam says in the Yesod HaChamishi, the fifth of the Ani Mamins, we only daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that we don't have to talk to the angels, we're not allowed to talk to the angels. Roy la'avdo l'ramo l'farsim gudoso ma'amash ma'aso v'ein osin kein b'mashal amata mimenu b'mitzius b'nam alakim v'akochavim v'algalgalim v'yesodos. You don't focus on any of those. L'fisha kula mutba'im b'pulosayim ein lem shultam v'lo b'chira. None of them have b'chira. El Ritzoni Yisala. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that has any power. And the Maharal writes this in the Sivas Olam also, in the 12th parak of Nativ HaAvoda. He doesn't say he canceled the minhag. He says that's the minhag. No, we don't. And then he quotes, what about the Gemara in Tainis and the Bavli Daf Tezayin? You go to the base of Kavaras, Kadeshi Yispalalu Aleinu HaMesim Rachamim. He says maybe Mesim are different. Mesim are different than Malachim. Right? Mesim are different than Malachim because they had to do with human beings. But either way, you know, what do you do? The Chassam Sofer writes about this in Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Samach Vav, that he says, I didn't get rid of Machriz Rachamim. He says, he lets it go in his shul, but he says, I don't say it myself. I say a long tachnun, so nobody realized that I'm not saying it. But what's the Pukhazi? Is this part of the liturgy of most of Klal Yisrael? So there's defense. The Mari Bruna writes in Simon Reish Ayin Hey that maybe it doesn't really, we're not actually davening to the Malachim, right? We are, it's just Derech Shiflus. Simon Reish Ayin Hey Eino Ela Derech Shiflus Va'avdus Shemidaber Bifnei HaMelech Liyowatzav Lidaber LeMelech. We're kind of like saying, you know, we don't deserve to have an audience to come straight in. We're not doing Derech Emsoi. There seem to be some Rishonim that say that it is okay. Right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Dalad. Yivakish Adam Rachamim Shiyeh Hakol Ma'amsin Es Kocho. And Rashi says Sheyisayuhu Malachei Ashares Levakish Rachamim. We're not davening to the Malachim that, you know, they could answer us. But we're just asking our connections. You know, could you help us out? Could you bring this message in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the ultimate? Again, the problem with the Rambam is accepting them as a power unto itself. But maybe, according to certain Rishonim for sure, you're not serving them. You're not turning to them as the ultimate address. But to recognize that, you know, to bring the tefillos, but ultimately to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that would be okay. So there's different suggestions. There's more, obviously. These are some of the suggestions about that piyut. Same thing with Baruchuni L'Shalom, etc. Continuing the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Amar Pinchas, Uvda Havi Barav, there was a story with Rav, Davi Ayo, Michamti, the Tveria. Must be when Rav was still in Eretz Yisrael. He was coming from the Chame, the hot springs of Tveria. Pagan Bey Ramoy, a certain Roman madam, Amrle, Madaman, At. Who are you loyal to? Amar Lahon, Mintu Supinus. Right, I'm Supinus. That's who I'm loyal to, meaning the Roman general Upanine. So the Roman left him. But Ramsha later that evening, also Lagabe. Later that evening, they came to Supinus and they saw that Rav wasn't there. So they realized that Rav wasn't loyal to him and he wasn't his and he lied. Amrin Leyad, Emasayat Makayim Im Ilin Yehudai. These Romans says to the general, to the officer. So why are you letting these Jews live? They're not loyal to you. Amr Lon Lama, he says, what happened? Amrin Le, Pagina Bacha, we met one of them, Amrin Le Yehudai, we said, you're a Jew. Amrin Le, Mandaman At, Amr Le, to Supinus, they said that they're loyal to you, but you're obviously not loyal to you. Amr Lon, he says to them, Ma'avantin Le, what do you do to them? Amr Le, Dio Le Panina, say, well, we just didn't hurt them, isn't that enough? Amr Lon, he says, Yoas Avatinan, they did fine. Meaning, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says here, the fact that they even said they're loyal to me shows that they hold me in a certain regard, right? At least the Afshe Eno King Kivishu Nitzlebi Hayalachem LaAzvo. That's already enough. They show me a little covet in that way, so that's enough not to hurt them. Period. Uma Mishu Nitzle. So now we continue. Mash Mishu Nitzle Bebaser Vadam Nitzol. And if somebody is, right, somebody identifies with this human being, the human being says, okay, they identify with me, so that's enough to save them. Mishu Nitzle Bakarish Baruch Hu Lo Kol Shekein. So if somebody is Tola on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, identify with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. Hado Dechsiv Kol Sheyivka B'Shem Hashem Yimalait. Whoever identifies with a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be saved and escape. I'm Rabbi Alexandri. Uvda Bachat Archon, we had that word earlier, a certain officer, Davi Shmei Alexandros, Davi Kayim Dayan Chad Listem. He was doing a court case with a certain robber. Amar Lemay Shimcha, he says to the robber, Amar Alexandros, the same name as him. Amar Le Alexandros Panei Alexandra. He says, oh, if you have the same name as me, I'm gonna let you off. He let him off. Why did he let him off? Says the Pnei Moshe, the Yiftaras Shasheni Shu Kishmo. Maybe he thought people would think that he was the one that was getting punished instead of the Ganuf. So he let him off. So you identify, you have the same name, so that gives rings of salvation. So says the Gemara, Uma Imisha Shmo Kishmo Shabasava Damu Nitzal. If, like in the story, you identify with a human name, you're saying, Misha Shmo Kishmo Shalakadish Baruch Hu Alachas Kama Vakama. Surely, if you identify with Shem Hashem, Hadu Dechsiv, Kolashe Yikra B'Shem Hashem, Yimalei. Whoever calls out in Shem Hashem will be safe. Okay, so now we go back to the first pasuk that we started out this Agadata with, right? The pasuk in Dvarim Dalet Zayin, Ki mi gadol asher lo Elohim krovim elav, kashem alokinu b'chol kareinu elav, as we said. Reb Pinchas Amar Batardi, Reb Pinchas said two things about this pasuk. Chad b'shem Reb Zeira, v'chad b'shem Reb Tanchu bar Chaniloi, one of the name of each of these rabbis, Reb Pinchas b'shem Reb Zeira Amar. Basav Adam yesh lo patron, if a person has a friend. Im itriach ala b'yoser, if you bother him too much and you pester him too much, hu amar ashkach plan, to come into Rachnali. You know, have you ever, Ashka Plan, have you ever found a person, Chamatrachli, that is Matriach me? Have you ever found somebody who pesters and asks so much? Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Enokin, Hashem does not have that attitude. Elakom Masha Matriach Alav, Hu Mekablach. You want to daven him and ask again and again and again? He'll accept you. Hadu Dechsiv Hashlecha Hashem Yehavcha, Vehu Yechal Kalecha. Hashem wants it. Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over and over. That's the first statement. Repinchas b'shem Rabbi Tanchel bar Chaniloi. Pasav adam yesh lo patron. Somebody has a friend. Uba usonim v'tafsu also al pesach chatzir v'shal patrono. And somebody comes and takes him from your right from the front door of the friend. Atzisabachle adu nafak. He screams until the guy comes out to help. Avris charbal katzle. Meanwhile, a sword went on his neck. V'kalus yes, and he was killed. Avol gadish baruch hu. Meaning, even if somebody is caught right in front of the friend's house, the friend might be too late to come out. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzilas Yehoshaphat Mecherav Aram. Hashem saved Yehoshaphat, who was dressed up as one of the other kings, from the sword of Aram. Dechsiv, Vayizak Yehoshaphat VaHashem Azaro. Yehoshaphat, one of the kings of Israel, screams out, VaHashem Azaro, Yehuda, VaHashem Azaro, and Hashem helps him, VaYisitem Elokim Mimenu. Hashem seduced them to go away from him. What's that extra phrase? Malameit Shelo HaYachaser Elechito Charosh. All that was lacking, the knife was on, the sword was on the neck, Hashem took him away. Right? Sounds like the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yud of Chizkiyo HaMelech has the Misora. Afilu Cherev Chadam Unachas HaSavar Shal Adam Al Yimna Atzmo Min Harachamim. Vaiter. Reb Zeira Rebbe Yevo B'Shem Reb Elazar Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Be'ezro praises the one that the God of Yaakov saves him. V'chul Maksib Asrei Osei Shamayim Va'aretz V'gomer. V'chimayin Yizel Azeh. What is the connection between Hashem's salvation and Bria Sa'olam? Ella Melech Basar Vadam Yesh Lo Patron. If you have a person, a king has a human friend. Sholeit Bifrach Ya'achas V'no Sholeit Bifrach Ya'acheres. He might be the officer of one area, but not of the other area. Afilu Tamar Kuzmukultar. Even if he's a world ruler. Sholeit B'Yabasha Shem Sholeit B'Yam. So he rules the land. Does he rule the sea? Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sholeit B'Yam V'Sholeit B'Yabasha. Hashem is ruler of everything. Umatzil bayam min hamayim, ubiyabasha min eish. Hashem can save everything. That's the, right, osei shamayim v'aretz. Hashem saves, and he's created everything. Hu shiitzilos Moshe mecherev paro, v'itzilos yonim mimei adaga, chanan mishav azari mikivshana eish, l'daniel bigur bor ha'arayos, like the four we had earlier. Hadu d'chsiv osei shamayim v'aretz, es hayam, v'yazkol asherbam v'gomer. Hashem saves in all these ways. Amar Beitan Chuma, Ma'aseh b'Sfina Achas Shogayim Shesu Poreshes Miyam Agadol. There was a boat, all filled with non-Jews. This is like a Yonah story. V'ha Yabatino Gechad Yudi. There was a Jewish child. Amar Aleim Sar Gadol Bayam. There was a terrible storm. V'amar Kol Echad Ve'Echan Mehen. V'Ischol Notel Yerasu Biyadol. They all took their little gods out. V'Korei V'Lahol Klum, and nothing helped. They called and nothing answered. Kiven Sharosh L'Hol Klum. Then they saw that nothing helped. Amaru La'Oso Yehudi. They said to that Jew, B'ni Kum Kral Alokecha. Call to your God. They all heard the Yonah story. Sheshamanu shon oneschem. Shatem soakim elav. He gibar. Vu gibar. Call out to your God. Miyad amanatinuk b'cholibo b'tzak. The child stands up, doesn't take anything out. Right, Hashem appears far, but he's really near. V'tzak v'kibo mimenu agadosh baruch hu tfilaso v'shasak ayam Hashem. Listen to his fila. And the yam became quiet. Kibin sheyardu liyabasha. So they all thanked him, and they finally came to the shore, and they went down to the yam. Yardu kol echad echad liknas racha. They went to shopping. When they came, they came into the shore. Amrlo, they saw the child was staying on the boat. Amrlo lofso tinok. Last that boy lemisvan lachaklum. You don't want to go buy anything. Amrlohon matan boy. What could I get? Min hahinach san yaluva. From that unfortunate person, meaning I don't have any money, I'm unfortunate, so what am I supposed to do? I'm just going to stay here on the boat. Amrullah, they say, you're the unfortunate ones. No, we're the unfortunate ones. At achsanya aluva, you're unfortunate and embarrassed. Inun achsanya aluva, they, meaning themselves, we are the ones that are aluv and embarrassed. Inun hacha v'tavasam b'bavel. We, right, are here and their God is in Bavel. Inun hacha, they're here v'tavasam b'romi, or their gods are in Rome. V'inun hacha v'tavasam imhon. Or they even have their gods with them. V'lo mahanan lo klum. And nothing helped. Nothing helped. Aval at, kol ahandat azel, wherever you go, alakach imach. Your God is always with you. Hadu d'chziv, kashem alokeinu, b'chol kareinu, elav. Amazing, Hashem is always with us. One more story. Shimon Lakish Amar, Basar Adam Yeshlo Karov. A person has a relative. Imu Ashir Hayamodibo. If somebody has a rich relative, he like boasts about him. Imaya Ani Koferbo. But if he's not anybody to be proud of, he's an Ani, so he tries to hide the fact that they're related. Avalakarish Baruch Hu Enokein. Ela Filu Yisrael Nasuna Biyarida Tachtona. Even if we're on the lowest level, Hukari Osam Achai Verei. He calls them, you know, my family. Umatam Lama'an Achai. Verei, Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Basav Adam Yishlo Karov, Imhaya Filosof. Similar, if he's a very wise man, Filosof, interesting word. Hu Amar Lahein Plan Miskarevlan. He's our relative. Avalakadosh Baruch Hu Kore l'chol Yisrael krovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls all of Am Yisrael krovim. Hadu d'chsiv v'yarem keren li'amo. Hashem calls to his Am. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any of us, right? He created the whole, the creation of the world was an act of chesed. Hashem, as Kabbalistic sources point out, was an act of tzimtzum. Hashem minimized himself, whatever that means, in order to make room for Klal Yisrael. But he not only makes room for Klal Yisrael, he has a connection and a relationship with Klal Yisrael. Right, one of the animamins is nevuah, one of the animamins. Rav Soloveitchik points out in one of his svarim that tefillah was created by the Anshei Nes HaGadolah right when Nevuah was ending. And that's not a coincidence, because that animamin is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with man. And Nevuah and tefillah are two sides of the same coin. And Chazal felt that if Nevuah was ending, they could not accept the tragic reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not communicate with man anymore. So what did they do? They created tefillah. So if he doesn't talk to us, we talk to him, but it's all the same conversation. And that's tefillah. Okay, we'll stop here, Brother Hashem. We will continue next time.